You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. The phones are working again. And I just said to our engineer, without whom we would be in a loony bin right now, that it's nice to have the phones back. Because if we didn't get the phones back, Scott would come back from his recovery and you would have to check me into a mental institution, likely Minniger's in Texas, and it would be a lengthy inpatient stay.
Bringing out the big guns.
So thank you to our engineer for getting our phones working again, because I'm sure you're tired of hearing my voice, as am I.
It took about 60 seconds from my all caps email for him to walk into the studio.
All caps! Mm-hmm. We've got an all caps email from Dana. I want to read this story, and then I want to ask you to help some local businesses out before we get to the break and to our guest next hour. Kansas City riding high after World Cup begins to surpass expectations. One day after the world turned its attention to Kansas City, local leaders say the excitement surrounding the city's first World Cup match is already translating into tangible results. From packed streets downtown to the crowded fan zones, packed hotels, the mood is overwhelmingly positive.
But
this week, and I don't have a but yet. The but's going to come in just a minute. Everyone is saying the economic impact is apparent. So for everyone going, what's going on with the hotels? Let me tell you. Hotel bookings over the past 2 days are up 100% year to year. Flights arriving just from Argentina have increased by nearly 2,000%. Hotel bookings for all match days are up more than 30% year over year on average.
Oh, good.
Quoting here from Kathy Nelson, we have worked too hard on this to allow it to be a flop. It is cool now to sit here and see you excited, see our staff excited, see what we've known as a planning committee that the world is going to show up. And we are already approaching attendance projections, by the way. Now, here's the but. And it's a small but it's an important but. I read, a listener sent this to me today, and a small business owner of a coffee shop downtown posted a photo of an empty chair inside of her small business. And what she wrote was, I am not asking for sympathy. I am not asking for, woe is me. That's not what this post is for. I just want to remind people that all of the local businesses ramped up staff because we knew these crowds were coming. What has happened in some cases, is that there's a fear that because the World Cup is downtown, people are saying, oh, hell, I'm not going downtown. The World Cup is here.
Right. Similar to what happened during the draft.
Bingo. Yeah. Not going down there. Remember all the businesses around the draft area that brought in all of this extra staff, ramped up everything because all these... Well, people, when they went to the draft, just stayed right there.
But are they wrong in that fear? I mean, if you are looking to go to a coffee shop and you think to yourself, okay, I can either go here and risk not finding a parking spot, not even getting a cup of coffee because I didn't find a parking spot. Or if I do find a parking spot, I'm going to have to walk a mile to get to the coffee shop.
Here's my third butt or second butt. I've got a third butt coming up. This is the second butt. We have another match Saturday, 7 p.m., Ecuador versus Curaçao. Then we have one the following Thursday and the following Saturday. Okay? And that's at like 6 p.m. and then 9 p.m. The only one we have really right in front of us is this Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So there is nothing today or tonight or Friday or Saturday during the morning or the afternoon or Sunday through next Thursday where anyone should be thinking, well, I better not go down to the crossroads because the World Cup thing. It's business as usual. It's not like we've got a trillion people out in every business at all hours of the day.
While I completely agree with you, and logically that makes sense, we were told for the last 6 months that the city is going to be busting at its seams. I have a buddy who is a firefighter, and at their fire station, their chief was telling them to leave for work an hour and a half early because of the traffic influx due to the World Cup. This is the message that we pushed out because of the hype around it, which I love. And I was a curmudgeon about it, and I have since changed my tone because I experienced the energy, and it was awesome. But if you tell me for six straight months that I'm not going to be able to go anywhere in my town, when that time comes, I'm not going to try to go anywhere in my town.
What do you think, Dan? You're the one that lives down there.
Yeah, in the West Bottoms. Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, there's people everywhere. And the thing is, even though we don't have a match here today or every day, we still have watch parties everywhere.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The World Cup is still underway.
But not to the point that you can't get anywhere, Dan.
No, of course not. Yeah, I mean, you can live your life and drive around. You might run into some things depending on where you go.
We need a happy middle is what I'm saying. I think the pendulum swung way over there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have 1,000, which we do have a billion people. We do, and I love it. But I think we need to swing a little bit back in that if you're not around one of the match sites before the match, or if you're not around one of the training sites, you know, I think it's for the most part,
right,
you're going to be able to get to where you want to go.
I think the excitement of a city like this, Kansas City, my word, becoming a host city for the biggest sporting event on the planet, the excitement around that drove a lot of, oh my gosh, it's going to be wild and crazy everywhere every day for
right.
a month. And not fully understanding really of what it really is going to be like.
913-586-7798.
Our message to you is go out and support local
coffee business.
Shops.
Bingo, period. End of story. I leave you with this because there's always an idiot in every segment of Dana and Parks. You ever run out of things to talk about? You ever run out of things to talk?
We are surrounded by
stupid people. No, we don't run out of stupid people. I'm coming out of our ears right now.
And we're not even in Florida.
Kansas City World Cup drone restrictions now lead to confiscations and criminal citations. And I hope they release names. Federal authorities have grounded 8 drones that entered restricted airspace around FIFA World Cup venues in Kansas City. A joint counter-drone operation intercepted 8 drones that flew into restricted airspace around Kansas City Stadium and the FIFA Fan Festival. The operation brought together air marshals, the FBI, and the Kansas City Police Department. Not only is flying drones in the fan zone or the World Cup zone illegal, it is dangerous, quoting here with the duh comment of the year from U.S. Attorney Matthew Price. Authorities also issued 2 misdemeanor violation notices. The FBI, this is my favorite sentence. The FBI confiscated all 8 drones and their controllers. One of the people that got caught also had outstanding warrants. So there's
Pro
that.
Pro tip. If there is a FIFA event going on, the Fan Fest, a game, really anything involving that 4-letter acronym, don't try to fly a drone over it. They gonna get you.
FBI don't come quietly. 913-586-7798. When we get back, one of the worst, notorious, most evil human beings ever in the history of Kansas City criminal annals had the nerve to ask the governor for clemency. What? One of the detectives that was intimately involved in that case joins us on Dana and Parks straight ahead. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.